You're listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's look at arts and culture, and I'm your host, Erin McKinstry. When KBIA reporter Elena Rivera turned on the TV as a teenager, she had a hard time finding herself in the characters on screen. When she did find Latina characters, they were often stereotyped as gardeners or maids. But with shows like Jane the Virgin, Elena says she's seeing herself represented on TV more than she used to. Her own experience inspired her to talk to writers and a professor about changes in media representations and why they matter.
Kia is a writer from New York. She says she loves pop culture, but rarely sees herself reflected in it.
The first time that I ever saw myself represented properly was in the 1990-something remake of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella with Brandy and Whitney Houston. It meant a lot to me to see Black women being treated like princesses and being desirable and worthwhile enough to fall in love.
What we're talking about is media representation. When we see ourselves reflected in the things we watch, read, listen to, and engage with every single day. And why it matters. This is a topic Lisa Beam Morowitz knows well. She's an associate professor of communication at the University of Missouri. She, along with researchers at the Media and Diversity Center, study media representation.
We're interested in studying the ways that portrayals may influence people's perceptions of different social groups.
Beam Morowitz says seeing certain groups in media helps us form our thoughts and ideas about them.
If you think about it, you have limited contact with diverse groups in maybe your daily activities. And a lot of our contact, if you want to call it that, comes from media representations.
It's how we can relate to, say, a group of American friends sharing apartments and drinking way too much coffee in New York City, even if we live halfway across the world. The researchers at the Media and Diversity Center help people with media literacy to be more critical consumers of the things they watch. Beam Morowitz says it's important to seek out characters and stories that aren't easy or stereotypical.
An example of this might be ABC's show Black-ish, where there is, I think, a fairly nuanced portrayal of different types of issues, social issues, economic issues that Black Americans might experience.
Don't you get it, Bo? The system is rigged against us.
Maybe it is, Dre. But I don't want to feel like my kids are living in a world that is so flawed that they can't have any hope.
Network executives and film producers are understanding the need for a more diverse set of characters, says Beam Morowitz. But there's still a long way to go. In the meantime, people are creating their own media to see themselves represented. That's what inspired RJ, a writer and web series creator from Toronto.
I can't say I saw any really depictions of gay characters that felt like real representation. It may not have even been until, say, 2014 when HBO's Looking came out that I really saw a character that really resonated with that part of my identity and made me feel seen.
He's the guy you're dating, so it makes sense that he would, right?
Well, first of all, he's on a deadline. Second of all, I wouldn't say that we're dating.
Oh, are things not okay between you and the ginger?
No, things are fine between me and Brady. I just don't want to leap and say that we're dating, that's all.
It's one of the reasons why, as a screenwriter, I want to make stories that have specifically gay main characters, because we deserve to be at the center of things once in a while. All marginalized people do.
Impossible. Things are happening every day.
From the KBIA newsroom in Colombia, I'm Elena Rivera.
Thanks for listening to Off the Clock, KBIA's look at arts and culture. I'm your host, Erin McKinstry.